Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedures we'll be following for the hearing today. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It may be the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts supported that decision. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the decision and to order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of the investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felonies or other specific convictions or orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, with the issuing authority going first and giving a very brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testifies, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses who can be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, with the burden of proof on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all applicants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise. And if you wish to have a conversation, there are areas out in the hallway where you may do so. We'll now call the roll of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Chair is here. Appellants' cases will be called by case number. So if you do not know your case number, please come forward and get it. 24409. Bloomfield.
Bloomfield? No, just attendance. Just attendance.
We're just calling the attendance.
Just the roll call.
So yes, he is here. Bloomfield's here. The appellant is not here.
No appellant. 24440.
The state is here.
No appellant.
Checked in. So.
24416.
The state is here.
Here.
Appellant is here.
Yep.
24449.
The state is here.
Yes.
Here.
Appellant is here. 24398. Manchester.
Here.
Is the appellant here?
Appellant is here.
24100. Norwich.
Norwich is here.
Norwich is here, is the appellant here?
The appellant has not checked in.
24708.
Issuing authority.
24330.
Issuing authority.
Appellant is here?
Yes.
24359.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
The appellant did not check in.
24277.
Here.
Appellant is here also?
Yes.
24395, Newtown.
Newtown is here.
24530.
Here.
Is Danielson here?
Is there someone here from Danielson, town of Danielson?
They have not checked in with me, so no.
No town?
No town yet.
24399.
Here. Issuing authority.
Thank you. 24427.
Here.
Lomantic, is the appellant here?
The appellant has not checked in.
Okay. Well, everyone who is going to testify today, please stand and raise your hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, pursuant to perjury, so help you God?
Thank you.
Thank you.